Hey y'all, this is Ariana. I'm a Sigma Alpha Omega alum currently living in New York City, and I'll be reading your devotional for this week. Before we get started, I want to invite you to take a few deep breaths and ask God to really meet you during this devotional. In this excerpt from the Sermon on the Mount, we see Jesus challenge some different narratives with examples of people doing good works. So let's jump right into today's passage. Matthew 6, 1 through 8, 16 through 18. Be careful not to practice your righteousness in front of others to be seen by them. If you do, you will have no reward from your Father in heaven. So when you give to the needy, do not announce it with trumpets, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and on the streets to be honored by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward in full. But when you give to the needy, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your giving may be in secret. Then your Father, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you. And when you pray, do not be like the hypocrites. For they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the street corners to be seen by others. But truly I tell you, they have received their reward in full. When you pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father who is unseen. Then your Father, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you. And when you pray, do not keep on babbling like the pagans, for they think they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask him. And when you fast, do not look somber as the hypocrites do, for they disfigure their faces to show others they are fasting. But truly I tell you, they have received their reward in full. When you fast, put oil on your head and wash your face, so that it will not be obvious to others that you're fasting, but only to your Father who is unseen. And your Father, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you. Take a moment to either pause for a few seconds of silence or rewind back to listen to the passage again. Whenever you're ready, move on to a few questions for you to think about. Consider these questions. Feel free to pause after any question that resonates with you to think about it further. Why would Jesus tell these people to do these things in such a solitary way rather than in front of others? Why is Jesus being so direct on this matter? What is he communicating about their actions? What would people gain from practicing these spiritual disciplines in public for all to see? What are your motives for doing good works in your life? In this passage, the people Jesus is referencing probably received praises for their good works, allowing them to seem more spiritual to those around them. Here, Jesus peels back the facade and shows us that their motivations do not match their actions. In some of our churches, maybe you feel defined by how righteous you appear. Or, in Greek life, maybe there's an image that your chapter needs to uphold. Our culture says that we're defined by how we appear to others. For example, I often feel self-conscious about my role in leading people spiritually as a minister with Greek IV. Eyes are everywhere. When I'm at church or on campus, I feel the need to be a perfect Christian, especially when it comes to serving others well. So when I'm upset or angry, I can quickly put on a facade that everything is fine underneath and that everything is as it should be. I never want to diminish my role as a leader in the eyes of others, thus compromising my skills as a minister. It's easy to simply do the tasks of ministry and look good doing it, all while leaving your heart at home. In this sermon, Jesus is not condemning these practices themselves, but rather the way they're performed. He's getting to the heart of the matter. their intentions and their motive behind doing good works. Jesus is showing us this. Our motives matter. Are we doing things from the heart or from the desire to impress others with our righteousness or success? This passage challenges me to peel back the layers of the public eye and lean into my own heart. Am I truly letting God define my value and importance? Or am I letting others do it for me? If I'm honest, my motives can often come from a place of selfishness and want to look good in the eyes of those around me. But God calls us into something deeper than temporary praise and the rewards of the world. If we align our motives with God's, we'll find that His reward is much greater than anything we could have thought of for ourselves. If you like this devotional and want more from Greek IV, head over to greekiv.org and fill out the Connect with Us form. We'll send you a free copy of our e-devotional, Greek and Christian. Also, you can follow us on Instagram @GreekIV.